previously on Heroes.
Camera's ready for whatever. What are you doing? Oh my God.
When we embrace what lies within, our potential has no limit.
And as far as you know, that was attempt number one.
The future is filled with promise, the present rife with expectation. But when we deny our instinct and struggle against our deepest urges,
are you on the list?
Uncertainty begins.
My dad obviously doesn't work in a paper factory. I don't know what he does.
Where is he? Where's Silent?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where does this path lead?
I have no idea how you're pulling this off, but I swear to God, I'm not going to stop until I figure it out. You understand me?
When will the changes end? Is this transformation a gift or a curse?
You don't know anything about power.
And for those who fear what lies ahead...
Can't control it!
Let me help you, Peter.
The most important question of all. Can we ever really change what we are?
Peter is trailing the invisible man through New York.
Hey! Hey! What are you doing? Hey!
The man stops.
You can see me. Nobody can see me! I'm invisible! Who are you? How can you see me?
I don't know. I just do what you can do.
Fantastic. One of those.
One of those. What do you mean? You know someone else like me? Hey, wait, where are you going? You need to explain this. Look, I saw you.
What?
I saw you in my dream. Who are you?
Hey. Mate, I'm no one. I'm the invisible man. I'm Claude Rains. Now get away from me. Forget you ever saw me.
Yeah, but you know what's happening to me. What is this? What? Listen, I found you. I need you to help me.
Why do I want to do that?
Because we're in danger. This entire city is in danger. It was my dream. People die. We die. I don't know when, but it happens.
Then you better leave town.
Hey, where are you going? You can't hide from me.
I'm the invisible man. I can walk around the corner and disappear forever.
Yeah, but I can see you. I'm going to follow you.
Smarter men than you have tried, and they've paid for it. You stay away from me. And don't follow me.
Claude strides off down the street, knocking into a woman and toppling a rubbish bin. As he moves away, his power recedes from Peter, who becomes visible again. Chapter 13, The Fix. Nikki is given an injection in the hip as she lies in her padded cell in a straitjacket. Her head sinks back onto the soft floor as the drug begins to take effect. Janice and Matt Parkman, Los Angeles.
Red elephant with blue stripes?
Pinstripe or plaid?
Honey, I can't see your thoughts. I can only hear them.
Huh. Oh, I have a good one.
Wait, the ratty curtains in our old apartment?
Ah!
Primatech Paper, Odessa, Texas. Mr. Bennett lets himself into Siler's cell. The unconscious Siler spasms as he lies tied to a bed. Hank's with him.
I'm not sure what's happening. His vitals are extremely irregular.
After all we've done to him, I'm not surprised. Keep him stabilized.
There is another option.
Our instructions are to keep him alive, do whatever it takes. If he crashes, bring him back again and again. When he dies, it'll be on my terms, not on his. Clear?
Hero and Ando, New York City.
But I'm only 2 minutes over.
That'll be $48.50.
For one day parking?
Hey, you want your car back or not?
Standing beside Ando, Hero starts to focus on the clock in the parking attendant's booth. But try as he might, time keeps on ticking forwards. Darn, he says. Andrew's given his car keys, then the two of them move on. My power is lost until I get the sword. It focused the samurai Kenzai's power. It will do the same for me. But if you have no power, how can we steal the sword? I will find a way, Hiro says. That sword is my destiny. A samurai's weapon must be used with honor and respect. This sword has many lessons to teach. Maybe I can use the sword to kill Bomb Man. Is it my destiny to kill this man? They see a suspicious-looking man standing by their car watching them. When the man pulls out a handgun, Ando shouts for Hiro to do something, but Hiro reminds him that he has no power, so they run. Hiro says, uh-oh.
Pinch.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. In Brooklyn, Mohinder Suresh is peering down a microscope. He takes off his latex glove, then goes to answer his door.
Dr. Suresh? You remember me?
Nathan Petrelli.
You yelled at my car.
Yes, we met under unfortunate circumstances. I believe I came off as a deranged lunatic.
Do you mind if I come in? I'm looking for my brother, Doctor.
That makes two of us.
I'm sorry?
I've been leaving messages for him for 2 days now.
I guess I'm in the wrong place then.
I need to find him. The last time I heard, he was in Texas.
He made it home barely. Barely alive, and now he's run off again, afraid that he's gonna somehow hurt people. Doctor, I was hoping you could explain to me what the hell's happening to him.
Before his death, my father compiled a list. 36 individuals who carry a genetic marker which he discovered. A marker which he theorized gave these people certain abilities.
And my brother's one of them?
As are you.
He shows Nathan a file.
I didn't come here to talk about me.
Fair enough. Peter's specific DNA allows for a blend, like colors in a mosaic, resequencing itself to mimic the abilities of those around him.
Like a chameleon?
More like a sponge. It's precisely why I've been studying him.
Could his condition become dangerous to himself or to other people?
If he absorbs too much or comes into contact with an unstable ability, then most definitely yes.
Can you fix it? Alter his genes somehow?
Theoretically, it is possible to develop a specific site inhibitor. But look, I will know more when we find him.
We? Doctor, the last thing my brother needs is somebody feeding into his paranoia.
Mr. Petrelli, of all the people on that list, your brother may be the most important. If I can find him, study him, then I can do more than help him. I can help all of you. Now, give me a minute, and I'll get my coat.
On a roof, Peter finds Claude by some bird cages.
I told you not to follow me. I need help. You live up here.
Not a fast learner, are you, mate?
I took care of a man who owned this building. His name is Charles DeVoe.
Never heard of him.
You don't think that's strange? I work here. The place where you live and keep your birds.
I don't keep anything. I let them out once a day, they come back. Sounds like free will to me.
I need to learn how to control this, like you do.
What are you talking about? It can't be controlled.
There has to be some way, but if I don't, New York explodes. Okay, I explode.
An exploding man, where'd you get that idea?
My dreams. This place. Look, I found you for a reason. I think you're the one that has to teach me how to stop this.
There's no such thing. No teaching, no Sunday school for the special. What I can do, you can't learn. You wake up in the morning, it's there. If you've got thin soup, then that's your supper. Sorry, mate, that's the way it is.
I'm trying not to die. There's gotta be something you could do.
I could kill you myself right now. Solve your exploding problem here. Maybe that's why you dreamt me. Don't bother looking for me. You won't find me here again.
Claude leaves Peter alone on the roof. In Texas, Claire and Zach are searching her dad's computer.
So, what exactly am I looking for here?
Anything my dad doesn't want us to find. You said you're good with computers.
I make movies on my laptop.
No, you're good at finding those holes in the internet password-protected nanny blocker stuff.
Shouldn't you be watching the door? What if your dad walks in?
He's at work. It's just you, me, and Mr. Muggles.
There's nothing. There's not even any porn.
Gross.
I'm serious. This thing is totally clean.
No. My dad lied to me about my entire life, my biological parents, my ability. You can't just hide things like that. There's got to be something on there.
If your dad's the guy you're describing, I don't think he's going to keep his secrets on the family computer.
Shut it down.
Zack closes all the computer windows, then hurries after Claire into the kitchen, just as Mr. Bennett arrives.
Okay.
I thought you were at work.
Forgot my cell. Zachary, what a nice surprise to see you here.
Yeah, it's biology class, so we're lab partners now.
Mr. Bennett looks at the computer.
Yeah, we were just doing some research on the internet. We have a presentation on...
The manatee, also known as the sea cow.
Do you mind if I talk to Claire in private for a moment?
You can wait in my room. It's upstairs, second door on the right.
So, you and Zach?
Miss Gomez stuck us together. Must be some social experiment or something. Or stay ever.
Claire.
What?
You two used to be friends. You might find you actually get along.
She flashes him a smile, then heads off. Watching her go, Mr. Bennett's own smile vanishes from his face.
Nice save.
Thanks.
So what now?
I need to talk to someone who has some answers. Said if I needed him, I should hang these outside my window.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, wait. You're saying that the guy with the glasses actually abducted you?
Yes.
And he did this to you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I gotta figure out how he did this. And I'm gonna take him and everybody with him down. That Haitian guy, all of them.
Matt, I'm sorry. I've got to say, this is all a little nuts. I mean, first the whole psychic thing, and now... Come on, you're telling me you're about to run off and chase some guy who works in a paper factory in Texas?
They did this to me, Janice. I need to find them. I have to figure out what this is all about.
Maybe you could call the FBI.
No, I can't. I can't go to the FBI. They think I'm crazy. I gotta get ready. I got a review hearing this morning. I'm about to get my ass handed to me by three captains.
In the house, he switches on the tap, which splutters, then dies.
Yes, I will call the plumber today.
Are you always gonna be in my head?
Well, I can't control this thing.
You can't, or you won't.
Hiding under a car, Hero says to Ando, maybe they're trying to steal the painting. Ando says, but if we don't deliver it to Linderman, we will never get the sword. How long do we stay under here? Until they are gone, Hero replies. Who are these people, and why is everyone always chasing us? Hero answers, because I'm special. Ando says, well, I'm not special, and I'm tired of getting chased. I'm going to have oil all over my back because of you. Hero says, you can surrender, but I will never surrender. Hero never gives up. Someone gets into the car. Did you feel something? The car pulls out of its space, leaving Hero and Ando completely exposed. They sit up in unison, then get to their feet. Hero spots the black van that cornered them earlier. They take off through the car park with the van just behind them. Hero climbs over a fence, but when Ando goes to follow him, two of the men from the van grab him and haul him back.
Hit him! Hit him! Who are you? Hey!
Let me go!
I am very special! I offer myself in trade! Release unspecial Ando, and I go with you, okay? Oh! Good deal, yes? Oh! What are you doing? Oh, you know, like good deal?
Hiro shoved into the van with Ando. When Ando says, "You came back for me," Hiro replies, "This is how we roll." In Nikki's padded cell.
Why did you take that off me?
I'm Dr. Witherson. I'm a psychiatrist. And I've been assigned to your case.
No, shouldn't be in here. It's not safe.
If it makes you feel more comfortable, we can put the restraints back on while we talk.
You don't understand. The drugs keep her weak. Jackie can't stop her. Give me a shot.
You mean Jessica?
How do you know her name?
I read your file. And all about your past. Your marriage, your website, your sister. Her accident? Her name was Jessica, too, isn't that right?
Give me another shot.
You know, I haven't made an official diagnosis yet, but it seems like we're dealing with a classic case of multiple personality disorder.
You're wasting your time. Just go.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. It makes sense facing the kind of sentence that you're facing that you want to give up. You think your life is over, but it's not. You can still make something of yourself in here. People do it all the time. But you gotta want help. And yeah, it can take years to integrate a multiple personality, but if you let me, I can help you.
What I am, you can't fix. Just give me another shot and go away.
No.
Dr. Witherson picks up the straitjacket, then leaves the cell. DL is on the phone.
Oh, man. I'm trying to pay this rent. You know, it would really help if you... No, it's cool. I know you would if you could. Thanks anyway.
So have you seen my lunchbox or not?
I don't know. It's wherever you left it.
I left it in the car.
And that's where it is.
Okay, so where's the car?
The car's in the shop, Mike.
So you lost my lunchbox?
I didn't lose anything. It's in the car.
Fine. You make bad lunch anyways.
Micah!
It's not my fault you can't keep track of your own stuff.
Mom always put my lunch in my backpack every single morning.
Well, I'm not your mom.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Micah, this isn't easy.
It wasn't easy for Mom either. But she always found a way of making some money, Dad. I'm late for school.
Micah walks out, leaving DL looking pensive. In Texas, a nervous-looking Claire is waiting at a derelict mine when she's joined by the Haitian.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this is?
You said if I had an emergency to hang the chimes outside my window.
Is your father becoming suspicious?
No. And it's kind of a problem. Every word out of my mouth is a lie. I have to laugh and smile and look him in the eye. My own father, it's breaking my heart.
Would you prefer I took your memory?
I need to know. That one thing in my life is real. Do you know who my real parents are?
Of your father, I know nothing.
And my mother?
Only that she died in an explosion here in Texas 14 years ago.
My mother died. Are you sure?
Your father told me many years ago he had no reason to lie. This is the last conversation we have about this. Now you need to go back home and forget about your real parents.
When he turns and walks away, she stays where she is, fighting back tears. Mr. Bennett arrives back at the house.
The groomer missed one of Mr. Muggle's nails. I'm gonna run him back by the shop before they close. Don't want you scratching up my wood floors. No, we don't.
Where's Claire?
She's at the library getting books for some biology report. I cannot believe how many projects they lay on these kids. I don't know how she holds everything in that head of hers. No, I don't. You still worried about her, aren't you?
She's had a rough couple of weeks.
Well, besides a little memory loss, I'd say she's doing just peachy.
Do you really?
It's Lyle you need to worry about. That boy is getting so absent-minded lately. Yes, he is. We'll be back.
Sandra heads out.
Yes. I did everything I could. He's dead.
Well, that's less than ideal.
What do you want me to do with the body?
Get it ready for shipping. Be in later.
Hank turns to look at Siler's body on the table, then begins undoing the black straps restraining him. As he turns away, Siler's eyelid twitches, then he opens his eyes.
There was a fire in an apartment house 14 years ago in Kermit, Texas. Kermit, why does that sound so familiar?
Because of the frog?
Check it out. A 21-year-old woman was killed in the explosion, Meredith Gordon.
Oh my God.
Also killed in the fire was her 18-month-old daughter. Claire, I think that's you.
But I didn't die.
Somebody thought you did.
What am I supposed to do with all this?
You may still have a real family out there. Maybe you got an aunt or a rich, eccentric uncle.
Great uncle.
Who knows? One of them might even know who your real father is.
A tense-looking Matt sitting in front of the three senior officers on his review board.
Well, surprised you left out the flying saucers.
Officer Parkman, is this really the statement you want entered into your public record? That a paper salesman from Odessa, Texas is currently harboring a super-powered serial killer, and that you raided his warehouse on a hunch?
Sir, all I've ever wanted to do was protect and serve. To help my fellow man.
I'll ask you again. Do you want your future as a police officer to be decided by what you've written here? Just say yes so I can flush you down the toilet.
At this time, I'd like to recant my previous written statement. I made the whole thing up.
Why did you do that?
I failed to make detective three times, sir, and, quite frankly, I was sick of directing traffic, handing out speeding tickets on I. I wanted to look like a hero. I am sorry for any shame that I may have brought this department.
Great. A liar, not on a nutcase.
Officer Parkman, pending review of your case by a civilian ombudsman and union representative, we're enforcing a 6-month suspension of your active duties. We're gonna need your gun. And your badge.
Matt looks down, shaken. Later, he arrives back home in his civvies.
Janice!
Matt, will you come upstairs? Oh, Matt!
What?
Now are you gonna fix the pipes?
Give me a wrench.
The black van takes a corner at speed.
Where are you taking us?
Andrew asks, why isn't he talking to us? Hero says, maybe he is not the big boss.
Tell your boss I'm on very important mission.
I know all about your so-called mission to save the world, Mr. Nakamura. You think you have a power, and that you can use it to make a difference. Anatawa.
The captor says in Japanese, "You are wrong. I work for someone who has true power." A man who knows what you're up to and wants you to stop. He shows them two plane tickets.
Two first-class tickets. Non-stop to Tokyo.
First class? You work
there. Ando, do not be tempted. Those tickets are a test of our devotion to our mission. You cannot bribe a hero. My heart is true. My spirit unbreakable. When I meet your big boss, I will tell him the same thing.
Okay, deny the show.
Oh, he won't like that. Not one bit. In his apartment, Peter is busy packing a hold all. He picks up a photo of him and Nathan smiling with their arms around each other, contemplates it for a moment, then sets it to one side. He turns and sees Nathan letting himself in with Mohinder.
You aren't answering your cell phone. I'm looking everywhere for you.
What's he doing here?
Making up for past mistakes. I'd like to help you. You leaving town?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd get away for a little while.
What? Be a danger to somebody else? There's gotta be another way, Peter. Let me help you.
Can't.
But maybe I can.
How?
We can find that answer together. If you allow me to test you, with more research, I can...
You can cure me? You're gonna fix all of this?
It'll take study and time.
Time? I don't have time to be your guinea pig. I have a plan to catch
you. I'm not letting you run away, Peter.
So what, are you gonna call the cops on me, Nathan? You gonna tell him your brother's going nuclear?
I could have my mentally ill brother detained for his own safety.
Peter takes Nathan by the shoulder, then glares at Mohinder until he gets the message and moves away.
I know you want to help me. You're my big brother, and you fix everything, but you can't fix this one this time.
I can't. Look, let's just sit down. We can figure this out.
Peter bolts.
Peter!
To a guard.
Where'd he go?
Who?
You're supposed to watch the door.
Oh my God, did he just...
Get down to the airport and make sure he doesn't get away this time.
Yes, sir.
Nathan and Mohinder go to look at a window which is hanging open, then move on. They don't see Claude standing just beside it, with his hand clamped over Peter's mouth. Back in the apartment,
just help yourself.
It's your place.
Yeah.
Okay, with family connections like yours could do a lot better.
Yeah. Left the family business. I'm a nurse now.
Nurse who's an empath. Very cute.
Empath? What does that mean?
It means you're a pain in my ass, mate.
Yeah, but you're following me.
Yeah, well, I'm not very much of a people person, but I'm certain I'm not going to let you kill them all. You seem pretty sure about that pending apocalypse of yours.
Yeah, not unless you help me control it.
You don't know what you're asking, what you have to go through. You might want to reconsider dying. Hell of a lot easier.
I can handle it.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
They. How many people have you taught before me?
Come on, mate. I'll steal us a cab. You coming or not?
Peter follows Claude out. Matt's under the sink trying to fix the leaky pipe. He turns on the tap. He sits next to Janice on the edge of the bath.
So they suspended me for 6 months.
Oh, Matt.
I actually thought this ability was going to be a good thing. And now I'm unemployed and about to lose my marriage.
You haven't lost that. Not yet, anyway.
Thanks, that's encouraging.
Look, we just have to trust each other.
I can do that.
They share a tender, emotional kiss.
So I'm going to give you one more freebie.
What am I thinking?
He looks at her with surprise.
We're having a baby?
She nods and they hug.
Oh. We're having a baby!
Nikki is lying on the floor of her cell when DL materializes through the wall.
Nick, what have they done to you?
If they catch you...
They won't.
Come closer.
What is it?
Your shirt. It smells like home. How's Micah? Is he okay?
He's fine. It's just... I can't do this, Nick. Not alone. I thought I could. I thought I could handle everything, but I...
Dale, you can't do this to me.
I gotta find a way to get you out of here.
This is crazy.
I can walk in here anytime I want, right? I should be able to get you out.
I am gonna be in here for a long time. Rest of my life, maybe. You need to get used to that.
Your son needs you.
Damn it, Dale. That is not fair. I am counting on you. And you know that I need to stay in here.
I need you, Nick. I need you. He's having such a hard time without you.
You need to talk to him. You need to be honest. He needs boundaries and a strong hand.
She rests her forehead against his.
You need to go. Go.
He gestures for her to keep quiet, then passes backwards through the wall. Micah's walking through a parking lot outside a store when he notices an ATM against the wall. After studying the machine for a moment, he steps up to it. He places his hand on the screen and then is prompted for a PIN number. He closes his eyes for a second, then watches as $20 bills are counted out into the money tray. He stuffs the cash in his pocket, then enters $500 on the screen. Seconds later, the cash appears in the tray and he takes it with a smile. Claire's on the phone.
There's only 12 people in Kermit with the last name Gordon. So far, only three. None of them have ever heard of Meredith.
Claire?
Oh. I'll call you back.
Claire?
Sorry, I was just, talking to Zach about our report.
Ah, well, Molly in accounting is married to a marine biologist, and he said that... You're already on top of it.
Did you know that all three varieties of manatee are vulnerable to extinction?
No, I didn't.
Mr. Bennett sits down beside her on the bed.
Is everything all right? We haven't talked in a while.
Actually, there is something.
Yeah?
The bears. My stuffed bears. I think it's time for them to migrate. I'm almost 16, Dad. Bears and talks can't last forever.
Whether you're 16, or 32, or 64...
When I'm 64,
I will be there for you. Always.
Don't you think it's time I learn how to deal with my own problems?
He squeezes her shoulder, then notices the wind chimes in the window.
Well, dinner's in an hour, and do me a favor, no extinction talk at the table. You know how sensitive your mother is.
When he leaves the room, she looks upset. Dr. Witherson joins Nikki in an interview room.
change of heart?
My son. My family needs me, so.
I want you to understand that there are no guarantees.
I don't care. I need to get rid of Jessica.
So you know what might help? If I could talk to her. Right?
Isn't there another way?
No. I'm afraid in cases like these, it is imperative that I have interaction with all aspects of a patient's personality. Honey, let me talk to her.
No! You can't.
So let me put it to you this way. Either I speak with Jessica or you may not see your little boy for a very, very long time.
Nikki looks away for a moment to think, then meets Dr. Witherson's eye, but says nothing. The doctor gets up to leave.
But
wait.
Dr. Witherson turns back in the doorway. Micah arrives back home.
Micah, where have you been? I was worried to death.
I was just out walking around.
Sit down.
Micah does as he's told, and DL sits opposite him.
Micah, we gotta figure this out. Because the truth is, your mom's not coming home. And I'm having a really hard time here. I can't get a job. I can barely pay the rent. I've never felt much like a man in my life. My father never taught me. But I wanna be a good dad to you. I'm gonna need your help. We gotta pull together and make this work, because it's just you and me.
I'm sorry, Dad. I can try harder.
Micah wraps his arms around DL's neck and they hug.
Maybe this will help.
He unzips his school bag, then tips out thousands of dollars in cash.
Where'd you get this from?
You know how you and Mom have a secret? Well, I have a secret too.
The lights of New York City twinkle in a darkening sky. Ando and Hiro are still in the back of the van when it stops next to a car in an alleyway. Hiro looks at their captor and says, "Where are we? Your secret headquarters. You let us go now?"
That's up to the boss.
The man picks up a hold all, steps out of the van, then closes the door behind him. Hiro, please, I don't want to meet the boss. I want to go home. Tell them what they want to hear. Do not be afraid, my friend. I shall never betray you, no matter what. A man gets out of the back of the car. The van door opens, revealing the big boss, a grim-faced Japanese man. Hiro stares at him in disbelief. Father? Gulp. Claire dials a number from the phone book.
Hi, I'm looking for someone related to Meredith Gordon. She died in an explosion 14 years ago. I've been calling everyone in Kermit with the last name of Gordon and chance that you're related to her.
Who is this?
My name's Claire Bennett. I'm calling from Odessa.
What is this about? And how do you know the name Meredith Gordon?
I think she was my mom.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, ma'am.
Well, Meredith only had one daughter, and she died in the fire.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to say is I didn't die. I think I'm her, and I'm looking for any information I can find about my mom.
Well, then you made the right call. This is her.
Mom?
Meredith puts a cigarette in her mouth. She lights it with flames coming from her fingers. In an observation room, Mr. Bennett switches on the lights to Siler's cell. In the center of the room, a body lies on the table covered in a white sheet. Mr. Bennett goes down the steps into the cell, then whips back the sheet. Seeing Hank's dead face, he recoils in horror. Siler standing behind him.
How's Claire?
To be continued.
The Invisible Man, Christopher Eccleston, is the hero unmasked next here on BBC Two. And if you fancy hacking into Mohinder's computer and reading the emails from the mysterious Bridget Bailey, log on to bbc.co.uk/heroes.